We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Kibud Avayim, Halacha Dalit, Paragraph Hey. The way we had tied this in the previous Shir to Kibud Avayim, because Rav Nosson Zal said that based on what we just learned, if a child who's born to physical parents, through this physical act, which the Yetzer Hara can pervert and make it into the most shameful, dirty, terrible thing. And if, on the contrary, a child is born to Jewish parents who observe Torah and mitzvahs, and this child goes ahead and shows kavod to their parents, they're showing that they realize that what brought me into the world was holiness, was Hashem and my parents, which deserve the greatest degree of kavod. Just like the whole purpose of creation was kavod, this lichvoidi barosiv, the way that I came into the world, my parents also, they're living together, they're bringing me into the world, was something that deserves and demands kavod, respect. We had this in much more detail. Now Rav Nosson Zal is picking up from where we left off in the previous year. Paragraph Hey. V'ze b'chinas b'reishis bora lekim es ha-shamayim v'soretz v'ho'oretz hoysos soyhu v'avoyu v'choyshech. Rav Nosson Zal shows us the first two psukim in the Torah. Pasuk 1 begins with the entire creation. Pasuk number 2, right away, the world, v'ho'oretz, the world was toyhu v'avoyu v'choyshech al pnei soyim. It describes four different levels of darkness, four different flavors of darkness. Ki soyhu v'avoyu v'choyshech shehem toikev achizas haklipois. Because these terms, as they're used in the Torah, which represent the forces of tumah, yinikosom mibchinas bereishis maimar sosum kanal. Where does darkness draw its energy from? Where does toyhu v'avoyu choyshech draw their energy from? You know where? From Bereishis Bara Elokim, from the highest possible source, from that first statement of creation. V'zehu, and that's why the pasuk says immediately afterwards, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer, Vayehi Oyer. Right after that, pasuk number one is Bereishis. Pasuk number two is Choshech Tohom Tohu Vavo. Pasuk number three is that Hashem says, let there be light. Ze Bechinas Hizgalus Ho'or Mitoich HaChoshech. This teaches us that the greatest display of light, that when we have the true appreciation for light, is when the light is revealed from within the darkness. If you just have wall-to-wall light, you can't really appreciate it. When you have light, and then you have darkness, and then you have light, from within the darkness you're able to bring forth light, that's really beautiful. Just like the sunrise every morning. A person knows you go to sleep at night, the sun sets, it becomes totally dark. When the sun rises the next morning, part of our appreciation for it is because of the fact that there was a darkness. We know that this is a light coming from within the darkness. Hizgalus kevoidoi meheder hakovoid. The revelation of Hashem's kovoid from the absence of kovoid, from the darkness. Ki haklipa kodmo lepri. Because we know that in this world always, the klipa, the shell, precedes the fruit. Anything you want to get to in this world, you have to first be able to remove the klipa. You want to eat an orange or anything, you have to first remove the negative part of it in order to get to the positive. Ki heim yoinkim mimaymar sosum. Because they, these forces of tuma and negativity, they draw from that hidden statement, that bereishis. Shehu koidem v'rishoin lakoil. That was the first. That came before anything else. V'alkein, and therefore, tekev shenishava hamaymar sosum bereishis. Immediately, as soon as Hashem made that first statement of creation, that hidden statement, taketh immediately, me'oitzim ha'aloma v'hastora, because it's so hidden, nis'achazuheim, they, these other forces, the forces of tumah negativity, were able to grab onto it, because you don't see Hashem in any obvious way in that pasuk. You don't see Hashem making a statement, showing his authority or anything. As the pasuk says immediately afterwards, v'ha'aretz hoisa sohu v'voyu v'choshech, that as soon as Hashem made that first statement, right away, the other side came and joined. The negativity came and said, I'm here also. I also want part of the pie. Ach, however, the pasuk concludes there, v'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei hamoyim. V'ruach Elokim do ruchoi shel Moshiach. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the words ruach Elokim there refer to the spirit of Moshiach, merachefes al pnei hamoyim, hovers over the water, do oraisa. That refers to our Torah. Ki ikur hisgalus hakovo it mitoy hamayim arsosum legareish haklipois ulegalois lahamshich kvoidoi mimayim arsosum mehelam elagiloi, because the main ability to reveal Hashem's kovoid from within that hidden statement, to remove all the klipa, all the forces of tumah, all the negativity, all the yetzahara, and to reveal and bring forth Hashem's kavod from that hidden statement, sheze ikar avodas ha'adam, which is the main mission of a Jew in this world. Our main mission is to reveal Hashem's kavod. Ikar bechina zois nasis b'shleimus ayde ruchoi shel Moshiach. The one who's going to accomplish that to the highest degree is going to be Moshiach. Shehu oisek tomid legareish haklipois ulegalois kevoidoi mehelam alagilui. His main contribution to Klal Yisrael and to the world is going to be, he's going to succeed in removing totally all the bad, in eliminating the klipa totally, and revealing Hashem's kovoid from the hiddenness to a revealed state, taking it from hiddenness to revealed. It's brought in Sforim that the world we live in, the Hebrew word for world is olam. Olam is miloshen ha'aloma. The most important character in this world, the boss of this world, is the most hidden character in this world. The one who keeps the lowest profile. He's the hardest one to find. Totally, totally hidden. And our mission is, our mission within this ha'aloma, within this hiddenness, is to find Hashem and to see Hashem in everything. Shezeo bechinas hisgalus haTorah. That's the concept of revealing the Torah to the world. Shehu ikar kevoida yisporach. The Torah is Hashem's main kovoid. We know the Gemara says retzoinoi zehu kvoidoi. How do I show respect for another person? By doing what they want me to do. A person says, I don't want you to bring me Coca-Cola. I don't want you to bring me vodka. I don't like vodka. If I go ahead and bring that person six cases of vodka and it cost me $1,000 and I had to schlep it up all the stairs, that's not kavod. That's disrespect. I'm showing disrespect. So the way that you're mechabed somebody is by doing what they want. Ritzoinoi zehu kvoidoi. The book that describes Ratzon Hashem is the Torah. The Torah is the description of it. So the Torah is Hashem's kavod. As the Gemara says, Ein kavod ela Torah. The true kavod is Torah. Umitchilas brias oilam ad heino. And from the time of the creation of the world till today, hu oisek bozeh. Moshiach is involved in this project of bringing Hashem's kovoid, magnifying the kovoid of Hashem, and helping to eliminate the forces of evil, ad sheyigmor b'shleimus legalois kvoides bar karoi, until he will succeed in completing this mission of revealing Hashem's kovoid properly, v'oz yovoi legoleinu, and then Moshiach will come to the world in physical form to redeem us. Right now, he's doing this on a spiritual level. From the time Hashem created the world, Moshiach and the other tzaddikim are involved in doing this on spiritual levels. She'oz yeh ikar hisgalus kvoidoi b'chol oilam. When Moshiach comes, that's when Hashem's glory will be revealed to the highest degree to the entire world. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, v'niglo kevoid Hashem. V'al kenen, therefore, b'chinas v'ruach elokim, the spirit of Hashem, b'chinas ruchoi shel Moshiach, which in that pasuk refers to the spirit of Moshiach, shehu megale kvoido yisporach mehelam kanal, whose main mission is to reveal the kovod of Hashem, to take it out of its hiddenness, where the whole world today doesn't recognize Hashem, doesn't believe in Hashem, that when Mashiach comes, he's going to make it clear and obvious to everybody that there was a creator, and there is a creator, there is a Hashem who's behind everything. Al yidei zeh vayoymer likim yehi or. Through that, that's what brings true light to the world. V'chein, that's the first statement afterwards, yehi or. V'chein, then the next statement, vayomer lekim yehi rokia. V'chein kol hamamoros, and so too regarding all the nine statements of creation that follow, shekulam heim bechinas hisgalus kevoidoi mehahelem elagoli. All of those statements of creation are examples of Hashem's kovoid being revealed from a hidden state being brought to a visible state. Mibchinas aye, taking it from the status, from the category of aye, where the Torah says the angels say, aye mekom kevodo, where is Hashem? We don't see him. Libchinas maloi choloretz kevodoi, to bring it out into the open and make it visible where people see that Hashem's kavod is everywhere. Hashem's kavod fills the entire world. Shekol ze nas al yedei b'chinas ruchoi shel Moshiach. All of this is being accomplished through the spirit of Moshiach. V'ze ikar avoidas ha'odom kol yimei chayev. And this is also the main work of each and every Jew throughout his life. Our mission is to constantly become more and more aware of Hashem, that we ourselves should become more aware, and we should pass this on to our children, to our students, to our families, to anyone and everyone we can. The realization that there is an authority, there is a Hashem, and all of us are here to serve Hashem, to please Hashem. Paragraph Vov. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Gemara says, asidin bote tartiois. The Gemara says there's going to come a time in the future when the theaters and the stadiums of Rome are all sheyilmedu bohem toiro borabim. They're going to be used as big, big, huge yeshivas to teach Torah to major crowds. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'nishar gamhu lelokenu. That gamhu, even them, the other side, what today seems to be the other side, they seem to be as far apart from the Jewish people as possible, as far apart from faith in joining our faith as possible. The Torah testifies there's going to come a time when they will also recognize Hashem's kavod, and they will be part of the buildings that they built, their theaters, their stadiums, will be used for yeshivot. It's incredible to note that we see some of this today. I've heard several stories in several communities, this is a slightly different version, of reform temples, synagogues, that were built with millions of dollars with the expectation that they're going to conquer all Jews are going to join them because their version of Yiddishkeit is the right one, number one, and it's the easiest one, and it's the best. You know? And many of those temples and synagogues and institutions have gone bankrupt and have sold out to Orthodox yeshivas and have taken over. That's one version of this, in a sense, of places that were thought of originally as not necessarily places of kavod Hashem on the highest level. And somehow, slowly, Hashem is gradually giving us an eyedropper of truth in the world, where among the Jews, many people who thought at one time that that was the way to go are realizing more and more, especially the youth, they're looking for legitimate, they're looking for the truth. And you can't sell them something that's half-baked. You can't sell them something that's not real. Ki Yisrael mechapsin v'dor shenachar kvoidei yisborach tomin. Because the Jewish people are searching for and seeking the kavod of Hashem constantly. Afilu bagolus, even in the exile. Bechol mekoymos harachoikim, even in the furthest places. Bechinas mekoymos hametunofim, even in filthy places. Places, in other words, that are spiritually very negative. Shehim bechinas bote tartiyois, the kirkasiyois shalem, such as their theaters. Their theaters, places of secular culture, where unfortunately many times what they're promoting there is the opposite of the values of the Torah. Lust and adultery and all of those kind of things, that's considered part of culture. It's cultural. Cultural events. V'alidei habakosho v'hachipus achar kvoide yisbor gam sham, and by the Jewish people searching for Hashem's kavod, not just in Yerushalayim, not just in Eretz Yisrael, but even in Chutz Loretz, and even in the places of the Sitrach, or even in other places, places where secular culture seems to be in control, seems to be the dominant factor. When there are Jews in those areas who seek out Hashem, and they make the connection, by doing that, they bring about the downfall of these other forces. And Hashem's kavod is revealed even in those places. To the point where even in those places, they're going to be teaching Torah publicly. Because even there, Hashem's kavod will be revealed as a result of people searching for it, looking for it. In Yerushalayim itself, one of the famous streets here in the center of Yerushalayim, Kikar Shabbat, right where Geula, Me'esharim, all of those streets meet. If you go up Yeshayahu Street, there was a theater there. When I first started coming to Israel 38 years ago, there was a famous theater, the Edison Theater, which unfortunately was not Shomer Shah. At the time, there were battles on and off. There were times that they were open on Shabbat. And to the religious people that lived, that were the majority in that area, this was a horrific thing. What do you mean? Right in our face, in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and right in a religious neighborhood, this theater there, and promoting things that they're going to show Friday night. And there was nothing in the world that could change it. This year after year, I remember coming in the summer each time, and walking there and always seeing this thing. About 10, 15 years ago, the Edison Theater closed down. It became less and less popular, etc. Today, if you go by there, there's an excavation. There's a huge, gigantic excavation. Satmar bought that property about 4 or 5 years ago, and they're planning on building one of the largest yeshiva, shul, you know, a major complex, a major campus over there. And again, there are examples of this throughout the world taking place in micro levels. This isn't to say that there isn't major, that today Mashiach hasn't come yet. We're still in Golus. The rate of assimilation, the other side is still winning. They're running at top speed, unfortunately. Outside the tri-state area, let's say, in the other 47 states of the United States, the rate of assimilation is way over 50%. And even in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, there's still a lot going on, Rachmona Litzlan. 80%, Rachmona Litzlan. There's still a lot going on. So we haven't won the war yet. But there are a couple of little battles where we see with our own eyes that some of the sheker is stepping aside a little bit for a higher degree of emet.